The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And with me today is Stephanie Martinez-Harris of OrthoTouch Therapy and Zen Friends, which is a mobile wellness service. And Stephanie is a licensed massage therapist and a Reiki master, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So just to give everyone a little background, and by the way, if you're listening on the radio, you can actually go back and see Stephanie and I or any of my other guests on Facebook Live. So facebook.com/getrealtoheal to catch the live version of the show on video. And just to give everyone a little bit of background on who I am and why the heck I'm doing this show, my name is Amanda LaPlante, and I have a master's in communication, and I'm also a certified health and wellness coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I came into this line of work and into this radio show with a heart to heal because of a very long and storied health journey that I've been on. I have multiple different autoimmune diseases I was diagnosed with over about 20 years. And I was also suffering from anxiety, depression, ADD, and more. And what I found was by changing my diet and changing the way that I lived, and my relationship to myself, really, I was able to get off of the many, many, many medications that I had been on and really get back to my life. And so I had the great fortune of starting this show a few years ago, and I get to talk with wonderful people like yourself, Stephanie, and spread a little bit of light in the world. So with that said, I'm so excited that you're here today because energy work and massage therapy and all of these modalities are so important to the overall health and healing of our body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so how did you get into this line of work?
At a young age, actually, because my mother and my sister were in a car accident, and they sustained whiplash injuries both. And so they had to receive chiropractic care and massage. And I used to tag along to appointments with them. And I just saw, I got to see the process, and I was already fascinated with human anatomy, and I used to pore over Encyclopedia Britannicas and just look at the body.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, going way
girl.
Back.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Dating myself.
But you just made my heart happy, actually. I missed the encyclopedia. Oh, yeah. I was that kid.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I was an avid reader, and I just jumped right in, and I was just, I wanted to learn everything I could. So I started to have a pretty clear understanding of the human anatomy and the body and how it worked. And I used to work on them at home. And at probably 10 years old, they could probably give a 45-minute massage.
At 10 years old?
At 10.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's just something that came very naturally to me.
So it has literally been a labor of love.
My entire life.
Yeah. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. So when was the moment? So, you know, you're doing that for your family, and then, you know, years pass on and you get done with high school. And when was that moment that you were like, nope, I want to do this forever?
I just had my friends actually really, they asked me to pursue it because they said, you're just so gifted and you're so talented at it. You should definitely make a career out of it. And it's not anything that I really had considered. This is almost 20 years ago where there really wasn't a very robust alternative field. So I did a lot of research, found an excellent school to attend, and the rest has been history because it gave me a really solid foundation on treating conditions clinically, and that's been the focus of my work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like what you said there, where it used to be maybe not so robust a field, right, with the alternative practices. And and I always like to point out, I think it's interesting that we call something like massage therapy alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just empathy and touch has been part of human nature for eons.
Mm-hmm. And through my work, you know, we see people's bodies all day long, and we see more of people's bodies than anybody else. So we really become a good partner and ally in their health. So if we see anything that is concerning, then we can refer out to other practitioners. that have other specialties that are out of our scope of practice. So
that's
really helpful.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Wow, I'd never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right. So let's talk a little bit about some of the modalities that you use with your clients. So I know, for instance, clearly we can start with massage and body work.
Sure. Yeah. So my background is in clinical practice of massage therapy. So working with injuries, chronic pain, and that's really what I focus on. And I work on all ages. So what usually ends up happening is somebody comes in to see me, and as I'm treating them, we discuss all different aspects of their health, and I'm able to kind of meet them where they're at with different needs that they have. And then they usually, you know, that builds trust, and then they start to refer other family members into me, and then I end up working with, you know, grandparents all the way down to grandchildren, which is really beautiful. So I get to treat children and all the way up to elders. So.
And everyone in between. That is really cool. So you've seen multiple generations of families.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty special. Yeah. And yeah. People don't really think about children, you know, needing that type of therapy, but it's actually really important because it helps them communicate about their needs and their bodies and in a safe space. Safe touch, and they get to express, you know, what's going on with them in a very safe environment.
That makes all kinds of sense. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought of it either.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So massage and body work, like what are some of the, what are some of the health benefits beyond just it feels good?
Yeah.
You know, what are some of the applications for that?
Oh, there's so many. It's, there are over 200 types of massage therapy, body work, energy work. So you can really touch on just about anything. So it can help your lymphatic system. It'll help with blood circulation. It can help with dealing with stress and tension, insomnia, headaches, just so many different conditions. It's universal. All of the things.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, and you know, I think the lymphatic system is an interesting point to touch on because it's the only system in our body that doesn't have its own pump built in,
correct,
if you will.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just movement or moving it is the way to get that to flow.
Yeah.
And it's so important because that's where all of the gunk from the body dumps in, right? And it needs to get out.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Great way to detox.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you also mentioned, so your partner does barefoot massage.
Mm-hmm. So my partner in the mobile wellness business is Rhonda Douglas Larkins, and she is the owner of Prolonged Symmetry in Chesterfield. And they, in their practice, it's primarily Eastern modalities, and she does barefoot massage like ashiatsu, and she does Fijian massage and
Fijian massage.
Yeah. So
I mean,
from Fiji.
Yeah. Which I guess is almost as good in Missouri as it would be in Fiji.
Fiji, yeah.
But, you know.
I'm missing some of the elements, but,
you know,
yeah.
We'll take it.
All right.
So what's the difference between, like, shiatsu massage and Fijian massage?
So shiatsu is actually done with your hands, elbows, different parts
of
your body.
Yeah.
And then ashiatsu is done with your feet. So that's the barefoot type.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. And then Fijian massage is?
So it's done on the floor, done with a lot of pillows and props to keep people comfortable. And you lay on your back or your side, and she will use her feet and be on a chair with rollers to work all the way around your body. And during that, she's using her feet to press in and stretch your body.
So what would be the advantage, you know, feet over hands?
For the practitioner, there's definitely some benefits. You're not overusing your upper body. You're using more of your whole body strength.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a benefit for the practitioner, but then for the recipient, then they're getting your full body pressure. So people that really need the deep work can really benefit.
Can really push a little bit more, put more pressure and prolong for the stretching and the, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. I would never have thought.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then I'm wondering, okay, feet versus hand, is there a difference in the energy, which kind of brings me into the next part of the talk.
Uh-huh.
So you and I had a really great conversation about, you know, I recently got tuned for Reiki 2 and was considering going on to master, and you were kind enough to let me pick your brain.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you are a Reiki master.
Yes.
And tell everyone a little bit more about what that means.
Okay. So that's just the highest level that you can reach when you're studying Reiki, which is a basically hands-off type of energy healing. So you're using your hands to balance energy centers in your body and get everything to flow and heal. So there are four levels, and then you get to the master level. So what's usually involved with that is just working with a teacher one-on-one, and you learn all the different hand positions to treat different types of conditions. And it could be physical or mental ailments that you can treat with it. And just learning all of the symbols, which are kanji. They're Japanese words, essentially, that have strong energetic powers, you know, that can help people heal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to say, though, as I was learning, I felt it felt a little bit like, oh, who's that? I think it's Dr. Strange, mm-hmm. where he's kind of got like the little symbols he does. Yeah. Anyway. Uh-huh. Okay, is this like some Jedi stuff?
Is it Jedi?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it sounds pretty far out, right?
It does, yeah. I mean, but it's been done for, I mean, since the beginning of time. People have used their
I've had it.
Powers.
I've done it. It mm-hmm. works. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, I can't explain it.
It's difficult to explain.
But I can feel it.
You got to feel it and experience it. And even when I was in massage therapy school, when we were learning shiatsu, which is acupressure points into the meridians, just like you would do with acupuncture. One of the practices she had us do was to partner up with somebody and not touch them and just have your hands close to each other and pick up on the resonance and the energy from that other person. And it does sound far out, but we do have biomagnetic fields.
Absolutely.
That extend around us up to 3 feet. And yeah. That's how we know it's a perceptor, you know. So yeah. It's a way of knowing what's going on around you. It's kind of like a sixth sense almost, but you can pick up what's going on around you, just like when you walk into, you know, a funeral and you pick up on the sadness.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. And or going to a concert and you can feel the energy of the crowd and the musicians, and there's an exchange. That's mm-hmm. the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So and by the way, one of the things that I enjoyed most about our previous conversation uh-huh. was you were talking about your mobile wellness company, Zen mm-hmm. Friends, and mm-hmm. all the different modalities you offer, and that you really focus on servicing people who are traveling constantly
yeah.
for work.
Yeah.
And one of those jobs that comes up, right, comes to mind would be musicians and performers.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, it's just a way of giving back mm-hmm. as well as, you know, just a wonderful service to offer, but it's kind of a way of giving back because they leave so much on the stage.
Correct.
Like, there's so much energy that pours, you know, channels mm-hmm. through them as they're performing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because they're pouring their heart out, and they're artists, and they're expressing themselves. And so they really are putting their whole heart and soul out there on stage for everybody. So
and in talking about balancing energy, so mm-hmm. if someone's, you know, say singers pull a lot from the heart chakra and the throat chakra, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so when you're doing Reiki or, you know, one of these modalities to try and rebalance that energy for mm-hmm. someone, mm-hmm. can you explain a little bit more about how that works? Like, what's going, you know, as a practitioner, what are you doing in that moment? How are you helping to rebalance?
So I use my hands as a guide, basically. So I'm using my hands to scan over the body to see where I feel energetic differences. And I will just let my hands rest in an area that feels imbalanced. And then I just focus on sending love and light and energy to that area to help fill that void. And it's not coming from me directly. There's eternal source of light and energy. It's an exchange between the practitioner and the recipient, but they get to feel renewed, basically, from the process.
Yeah.
And go into a deep state of relaxation, almost like a meditative state.
Gotcha. Yeah, deeper brainwave states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. All right. So I wanted to also talk to you about something else that was pretty far out that you mentioned you have experience with, which is shamanism.
Yeah.
Say more. Say more words.
That's another one that's difficult to...
How do you encapsulate
it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's so much to it. So I had the pleasure of working with a Native American medicine man shortly after I left massage therapy school. And he just took me under his wing and started to teach me about energy and healing and using nature as medicine to heal yourself from the inside out. And talking a little bit about ancestors and having a good understanding of how everything from the earth comes from our ancestors, basically, and tapping into the spiritual world. So I'm trying to think of how to describe it.
It's tough, right? It can be difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's this beautiful ancient tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, and so you talk about like talking, you know, tapping into the energy of say Mother Earth and you know, spirit and whatnot. Like, you know, I guess things that come to mind are like animal spirits, animal medicine, things like that. You know, what are some of the things that you learned that you've been able to see and witness in your own life?
Oh, so many things. You know, I experience and see energy from other people in many different ways. Sometimes it shows up as light or color, sound. Sometimes I pick up on some of their thought energy and things that are weighing on their mind, essentially, or their spirit. And so I get to approach them with it and just say, is this something that you're thinking about dealing with? And, you know, where would you like to go with it? Do you want to release it? Is it something that is serving you or no longer serving you?
Okay. And so if they're saying, you know, this is something that I want to release, what does that look like? You know, how do you,
So I usually have them focus on their breath and sending like specific colors that relate to different chakras to each area to get it to send healing energy to it, to get it to release.
Wow. So sounds similar to, I'm a big fan of Joe Dispenza.
Oh, okay.
Who I love. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I know he has the blessing of the energy centers meditation that he does. That sounds kind of similar to that in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
And then sometimes other messages kind of come through to me, that I always ask my higher self to identify and work through. And, so that I have a clear understanding of what messages are coming through to me. So,
So very intuitive process.
Yeah.
And being very open.
Yeah.
And is that scary?
It has been in the past, but it, you know, you learn to work through it and you learn that nothing is going to harm you.
Yeah. It's all as long as all the intention is coming from love and
Yeah. And then sometimes you deal with dark energies too. And, you know, there's darkness in the world and sometimes you experience that and you just have to transmute it into love and light and release it back to its source because it's not coming from you or it's probably not coming from the other person, you know?
Yeah, it just exists.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Yeah, we're getting pretty far out here on Get Real to Heal today.
Yeah.
It's getting real. Yeah. But, you know, I think a lot of people have, no matter how scientifically minded they are, which I am a scientifically minded person. So for me, this was really hard to embrace. I was like, okay, hold on.
Oh, I know.
But I started to experience some things myself and I was like, okay, I can't deny it.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but I can't deny it. So how do I make peace with it and try to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really glad that you're willing to have a conversation like this because I think for a lot of people, it's really hard. It's a hard conversation to have.
Yeah.
It's hard to admit it to yourself that like, hey, I'm experiencing some far out things here. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to pull that back down to reality.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then just staying grounded is really important with that process. And
So what are some of the ways that you stay grounded and what does that mean?
Staying grounded? Just having a strong sense of self and being rooted to the earth and being, aligned with what's going on in reality, basically. So I do a lot of self-care and breath work, meditation, massage. I do it all. I practice what I preach and I walk barefoot and All of those things.
All of the important things. Yeah. And you know what? Okay, so for anyone that's listening and going, okay, of course, she walks barefoot, you know, I can also tell you that there's a cardiologist that I work with that walks barefoot. You know, there are a lot of people that are into grounding and understand the importance of the exchange of energy between us and the earth.
Yeah.
And it's scientifically documented and you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, some of the other modalities, like for instance, breath work is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
And how you use that with clients and what the benefits are.
So I'm kind of a newbie to the breath work. Mm-hmm. I'm not certified in it yet, but I have a good understanding of basically analyzing how people are breathing and try to develop different patterns of breath, and it helps them calm down their nervous system and get them into their body. So when they're in a treatment session, they can really get more out of it, especially if I'm working on their body, because a lot of people tense up and their breathing changes. So
yeah, absolutely. Especially when there's pain involved, that jump response or that tense response is automatic for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to get through that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And it's never it doesn't need to be through force. Like I'm not a person that is forceful with that. The body responds better when it's at ease. And so getting the mind at ease.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the breathing techniques that you are personal favorites of yours?
I'm just learning some new ones because I have a new acupressurist in my office.
Okay.
And we did some breathing treatments yesterday together.
So like I'm thinking of, you know, when I work with my clients, mm-hmm. we've got like the 4-7-8 breath is mm-hmm. one of my favorites. Or some people, we'll use different numbers and insert them there. But,
yeah.
you know, so basically I'm breathing in through the nose for 4 counts. Mm-hmm. I'm holding for 7. And then I'm breathing out slowly through the mouth for 8 counts.
Yeah.
And doing that a few times in a row will really reset somebody's nervous system quickly.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome, especially mm-hmm. in instances of pain or panic attacks, things like that. That's a really powerful one that I use.
Right.
You know, and then just some of them are so much more simple, like, you know, soft belly breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of us are just walking around in this constant, like, stress response, breathing with accessory muscles through the chest rather than breathing through our abdominal muscles.
Yeah. And then it shows up as tension, usually in the upper back or neck,
too,
because your chest is not expanding the way it should be. And so you're developing tension.
Yeah, developing a lot of tension throughout the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to stop real quick to just give a shout out. Get Real to Heal is proud to be underwritten by AFC Urgent Care, which is located across from Brentwood City Hall. We all know that flu season is right around the corner. And no matter how many times you have your kids wash their hands or how much elderberry syrup your family is drinking, you know that there's still a possibility that those guys are going to catch and spread the flu to your entire household. So as a family care provider, AFC Urgent Care can diagnose and treat all the members of your family. AFC Urgent Care is open 7 days a week, long after traditional physician office hours end. More information can be found on AFC Urgent Care's website, www.afcurgentcare.com/Brentwood, or by calling 314-731-6265. Back to today's program. I do love AFC Urgent Care. I had a great experience with them actually over the weekend. I had an allergic thing happen and but it was great. I went in and they had me in and out in you know, under an hour, and they were busy. So that was, I was very impressed, but yeah, they were extremely efficient and I felt a lot better. So
great.
Good things.
Yeah.
It was nice to have that personal experience with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good things. All right. So some other modalities that you have on board with OrthoTouch and Zen Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you also talked about, you know, just movement in the body and the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a few different ways that you help people to get that movement in, which is so important, especially if people are traveling.
Yeah. So we incorporate different types of assessments and range of motion, mobility, and we can also do some stretching with the body to help people increase mobility and flexibility. We do have a couple of yoga practitioners at our brick and mortar location too that can help people, and that's really one area that they love to focus on, is getting people in tune with their body and knowing how they should be moving and what movement should feel like, because a lot of times we're going through our day-to-day and we are not really clear on what we're really doing with our bodies. I see it a lot with ankles, and a lot of people have very stiff ankles, and it travels all the way up through their body and causes stiffness and different movement patterns that are abnormal. So just even releasing the fascia around the ankle and lower leg, then it
can make a difference
with how they're walking and standing. And
that's fascinating. Yeah. So I wouldn't have thought that. And mm-hmm. you know, one thing that I learned not too long ago, so I had really severe issues with gluten. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that it was affecting me with was my balance.
Yeah.
Right. So I also had Meniere's disease, which was mm-hmm. inner ear autoimmune condition that caused vertigo.
Sure.
So I got that under control. And then, you know, still I have some issues with gluten ataxia,
yeah.
which is basically, it can affect your ability to maintain balance, essentially. Mm-hmm. And yeah, after I pulled the gluten out, what was interesting is I used to twist my ankles all the time, constantly twisting my ankles.
Yeah.
And what I found out is there are actually brain cells in your ankles, mm-hmm. like in that area. And there's some in your heart, like they're throughout your body.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was having some issues because of the gluten, who knew, with my ankles. So anyway,
yeah.
quick tip
yeah.
for you there. If you see those stiff ankles, maybe talk to them about some gluten. Who knew?
Yeah. I never knew that connection. So that's a great tip.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just about out of time for today. I want to thank you so much for coming on, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Stephanie Martinez-Harris with OrthoTouch Therapy in Clayton and Zen Friends Mobile Wellness Services. How can people follow you or get in touch with you if they want to get more information?
So we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So it's Zen Friends, Zen_Friends. And,
and that's a newer endeavor for you.
It is. Yeah. We just formed in July, and then, OrthoTouch Therapy, on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Awesome. All
right. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I am an integrative health coach. If you'd like to reach out to me anytime for a free consultation, please feel free to do so through amandalaplante.com or call me at 314-583-6749. And you can also find this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal on facebook.com/getrealtoheal or on soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal. It has been a pleasure spending some time with you today. I hope you go out and make it a great day.